Hey y'all, it's your girl Tasha Marie. Thank you for tuning in to Transparently Tasha, the podcast where we explore what life is really all about. Love, identity, and faith, and how they are ever changing. It's in these areas that I've learned, as I evolve in and with them, I come to better understand myself and those around me. Life is like a mirror. The longer you look, the more you face your most authentic self. Who do you see? All right, thank y'all for tuning in to the second episode of Transparently Tasha. How are y'all feeling? It is Monday, February 11th, and I know y'all probably like, what? I was supposed to record this episode on Friday. February 8th, okay? A lot of things have been going on in my world, and quite frankly, it just didn't happen, okay? But I do promise to be more diligent and more disciplined and get these episodes to you all every Friday at noon, unless otherwise stated. So with all of that said, let's jump right on in to today's episode. So today we're talking about what it means to have a sense of home, or what does home mean to me and you and everyone else. First and foremost, right now, home looks like a friend's house. So my partner and I have decided to embark on a journey of freedom and liberation and honestly, just living our absolute best lives. I know that's like the popular thing right now, but sincerely and truly living our lives how we want to live them. And so what that looks like for us is we were and are tired of paying rent. And so we decided to, one, purchase land, two, buy an RV and live out of it, and three, return back to a basic and healthier lifestyle. One, buying the plot of land, okay? So I have talked about owning land and owning property for as long as I can remember. Fell in love with HGTV as a young kid, a teenager, and was always watching the market. Yes, the designs are beautiful. Yes, you know, the color schemes and all that good stuff. Like, yes, I love the aesthetic that is HGTV, but I also love the business behind what is HGTV. And I knew very early, and because of my grandfather telling me that owning land was imperative, I knew very early that being a property owner was something that I would be several times over in my lifetime. So starting with this very first piece of land, this will be our homestead. And I'm so excited that I have a partner that sees things very similarly to the way I do and wants the same things out of and in life. With that said, yes, that means we will grow our own food. Yes, that means we are going to do our absolute best to reduce our eco footprint and waste. Yes, that means we will recycle and have compost and so many other things. And I won't go into too much detail here because her and I will actually be starting our own web series, if you will, very shortly, very soon. We do not have a timestamp on that as of yet. Honestly, we have to get comfortable enough to open up our lives on the video tip. It's real easy to sit here. Y'all can't see my face or anything like that. And it's real easy to sit here and record and edit and then post later. However, to do videos, and yes, you can edit videos and all that good stuff, but there's a different type of vulnerability with being in front of the camera, and we are preparing ourselves for that. But we do want to share our journey with the larger community because we want other people to find their own sense of freedom. And if we can be a blueprint for other people, then so be it. yes, you heard me correctly say we are going to buy an RV and live out of it. So in this idea of returning back to basics, we really believe in minimalistic living. And so we wanted a tiny house, but tiny houses are too damn expensive. Like, let's just be honest. It's almost like, what is the point? Because they're so expensive unless you build them yourselves. And I know we would absolutely be up for that if we had the means to do so at this point in time in our lives. We do not. What we can do in our means, however, is buy an RV. Same concept, just a different aesthetic. And so we did have one RV that we bought and purchased that was in our possession. And unfortunately, that was lost due to some unfortunate, but honestly very preventable circumstances that we've since reviewed. We've accepted our parts in them, our individual parts in that situation, and have since created a better plan to move forward. And so we're on the hunt for another RV. We had named our RV Libby, which was short from liberation. And our homestead is called Hood, which stands for a homestead of our dreams. And so we had the idea to title our upcoming channel Libby from the Hood for the double entendre of, yes, we mean Libby, the RV from the Hood, as in, no, she's in the Hood, in Indianapolis, you know, all that good stuff. But also, again, liberation from the Hood mentality and liberation from a poor or lack mindset. I know I just said a lot, and I know y'all probably like, what? Really? Really? What we came to realize was that renting for us, outside of it being emotionally and mentally stressful due to our various run-ins individually and together with landlords that are not, I won't call them slumlords, but I will say landlords here in Indianapolis specifically tend to be very lackluster. There's not a lot of concern for the tenant. And it honestly just feels like a lot of times landlords just come across as, you should be so grateful, or you should be so lucky that I decided to rent to you. And it just makes you feel less than. It makes you feel like, and for me, I'll just say for me, personally, it just made me feel even more like shit than I already did, given the personal predicament that I was in those times. So we decided that enough was enough, and that since we cannot buy a home at the moment, at least not in the budget that we have, what's the next best thing? And so here we are. I'm excited, y'all. Like, every day I just wake up and I'm like, I'm one step closer to freedom. I'm one step closer to truly living the life that I've always wanted to live, that people have told me that I can't, that, you know, I mean, our society tends to tell you, and especially Black people, it tells us that, you know, life goes one way. You go to work, you go to church, and you go home. That that's kind of what sums up life a lot of the times for a great deal of people, and I just know there's so much more to life than that. And so that's just really what we want for ourselves. And so this topic, There's No Place Like Home, is honestly a sensitive one for me. Home, I've come to realize, is not solely a physical place. I do believe that home is a mental space that you were in, to be perfectly honest. And even beyond that, home boils down to a sense of belonging and stability. That's what home is. outside of a physical location, outside of your mama or your grandma's house or your auntie's house or wherever you grew up, home, or wherever you currently live, home truly is just an internal sense of belonging and stability. I am an only child. And I'm the only child of an only child. Okay? So, my life was very lonely. It was very isolated. I won't necessarily say I was lonely because I honestly liked to be alone. I was the only child that loved being an only child. I didn't want siblings. I didn't want people impeding on my space. I love to be in my own space, and that is me. So I grew up in the household with my mom and my grandfather, her father, and he passed away in 2010. And my mother and I's relationship has always been a little strained due to her own issues and complications, if you will, with mental illness and addiction. And so growing up, my sense of home was very much tied to my grandfather, not so much my mother. And so when my grandfather passed, my biggest thing was taken away from me, and that was my sense of stability. My sense of stability has always been rocky, but it definitely was just turned upside down when he passed away. My sense of belonging has never really been there. I never really felt like I fit into my family, whether that was my immediate family or my extended. I never really felt like I fit in at church or school or even in my neighborhood, really. Like I fit in enough, but really I blended in, not necessarily fit in, until much later. And so I would say between or up until the age of about 13 or 14, I didn't really have a true sense of belonging. I very much felt like I was wandering. Fast forward back to when my grandfather passes in the year subsequent, up until about, I would say, honestly, probably about 4, maybe 5 months ago, my sense of home just was completely gone. I was homeless and I was a nomad mentally, not so much physically. I didn't have to live on the street. I didn't have to face the elements too many times. I didn't actively live on the street. There are times where I've had to sleep, you know, I've slept in a person's car, like randomly walking down the street, seeing if a car door is open, opening the door, oh, it's unlocked, and sleeping in the car and, you know, hoping that no one would catch me. Thankfully, I did not get caught in a person's car, but that is something that I have done. I've also had to face the elements. There have been times where I didn't have anywhere to maybe go, or I couldn't go where I was staying for some time, or whatever the case may be. And so I've definitely spent time in the elements against my will. And so in that time, people would tell me I'm not homeless. Well, you're not really homeless. And I said, no, but I am. I don't have a sense of home. And there's this different take on homelessness that I feel, or this different population of homeless people that is not catered to because they don't look like your quote unquote typical homeless person. They're not panhandling on the side of the street, or they're not sleeping, you know, on a sidewalk or on a park bench or whatever the case may be. Instead, they're house hopping or couch hopping or living out of a car or this, that, and the other. And it just looks a little bit different. And those people are homeless too. Homelessness is a mindset. Home is a mindset. And I feel like it's the same as when someone says broke is a mindset. It's the same exact thing. Home and or homelessness is a state of mind. I wholeheartedly believe that home is not only where the heart is, but more so it's where the mind is. When you have an internal sense of pride and belonging, as in I belong to be here, not I belong to this group, or I belong to this area, or I belong to this church, or I belong here, there, and everywhere else. But no, I belong here, as in I serve a purpose. I am living for a purpose. I am living on purpose. So again, when we talk about there's no place like home, there's no better place to be than in a state of true belonging and true stability. What does stability look like for you? For me, stability look like a steady place to initially, and that this has changed. Stability for me, even just a year ago, looked like I need a steady place to live and lay my head and shower. And I got that, but it didn't cover all of my needs. So now I understand that for me to have a sense of home, I already have my sense of belonging, and I know that I'm supposed to be here. I know that without a shadow of a doubt, I am alive for a reason. Outside of that, what does stability look like for me? I have a stable job. Great. Do I have a place to lay my head and shower and eat and do all of those things? Yes. But what I realized was instability. Do I have a place of peace that is mine? That is what my stability means. And that may look different for you. For you, stability may look like what I just said. A place to sleep, eat, shower, amongst other things. Yes, I need those bare necessities taken care of more than anything. And what will be the foundation for those things is a true place of peace, not a sense of peace. Yes, you can have internal peace. We also have to talk about environmental peace. It's not talked about enough. You know, we have to make sure that our environments are conducive to us having peace. So if that means my environment needs to be conducive that one day out of the week I sleep for majority of the day, then that is what I need. If my sense of stability and peace looks like, you know what, when I come home in the evenings, I sit on my couch and I read a book. Whatever that looks like for you. And you may be thinking, wow, that's super simple. But honestly, life is simple, y'all. I wish I had a buzzer or a bell or something, an alarm, you know, like a message. But seriously, life is much more simple than how it presents. Okay? So with all of that being said, your sense of home is yours and yours alone. And you have to have your internal home in a healthy place before your external will be in a truly healthy place. And that's just the bottom line. So let's get into what's going on in pop culture and how this ties in. I think about Cardi B again. I think she's going to end up being one of my favorites. So Cardi B won, I do believe, Rap Album of the Year. Correct me if I'm wrong. As y'all heard my last episode, I don't follow a whole lot of pop culture. I pick up on what people talk about on social media, and I decide if I have an opinion or not about it. And then I decide if I want to share said opinion. So I find it very interesting that Cardi B has had a banger year as a new artist, or a banger few years. I don't even know which one it is, y'all. I'm going to be perfectly honest. And that's no discount or discredit to her. That's not my world or my lane. What I will say is she's had a banger year. Like, hit after hit, feature after feature, like, she's doing it, you know. And so she wins Album of the Year. And there's been, like, this uproar, like, Nicki's album was better, or Nicki should have got it, or this, that, and the other. Did she really deserve it? All these different things. And I have to wonder, what does that do to her sense of belonging or her sense of home. Here she thinks that, you know, I'm a part of this industry. I'm just trying to make my artistic contribution. I'm just trying to do what I love. And yet I'm ripped down at every single turn. And I just think that it is imperative. And I know that it is imperative that we have to remember that our celebrity brothers and sisters are just that, brothers and sisters, and they're people too. And constantly ripping this young woman for doing what she loves to do amidst an obvious fan base that loves what she does, I just, we have to do better. We have to do better as women. We have to do better as people of color. So that means Black, that means Hispanic and Latino descent. That also includes our Native American and Indigenous people as well. Like, we just have to do better. Like, the odds are stacked enough against us. And I may get some flack because, oh, the Black agenda is separate from everyone else and nobody supports us and our issue is not the same, all this and that. I am a people person. I am for the people, you know, and I just believe that there's enough of the we're over here and they're over there. There's enough of that. And we truly need to build on community and build each other up on a micro and macro level. I'm gonna get out of that because I will go real deep and down the rabbit hole and come out on the other side like, who shot John and what for. So with that being said, Cardi B, congratulations on your Grammy nod. Congratulations to all of your Grammy win or wins, and congratulations to all the Grammy winners. You all continue to make this world go round with your gifts and talents, and it is appreciated despite naysayers. So, all right, so the last thing that I wanted to touch on just really briefly is here on the home front in Indianapolis. So Indianapolis, Indiana, in the Midwest, goes by a lot of names. Indy, Naptown, Napganistan. Yes, that was a thing at one point. May still be a thing. Nappy City, the Circle City, the 317. Anything else? Nah. So there is something definitely strange and definitely disheartening happening on the home front here locally for the upcoming local primary collection here in May. Collection, excuse me, y'all. Primary election. It's the end of the day and I'm ready to go home. So for the upcoming primary local election, we have a slew, if you will. It's about four of them, if not more. But four of them for Marion County. We have four new, young, fresh, Black faces specifically that are running for local office. And two of them were basically blacklisted from their party. And it has created definitely some sense of a divide and has honestly created some distrust towards that particular party from community members. It just was really in bad taste and just very, I'm sorry, y'all, but words are escaping me. I'm almost in disbelief that this is what we have come to. These young people have a serious heart for their community. They are sincerely and genuinely in the community, boots to pavement, doing the work. And because of technicalities or because they are not willing to bend on their morals or on their platforms or whatever the case may be, this seems to be happening. What I will say in regards to my topic today on this is that when it comes to home, when it comes to feeling like you belong, when it comes to stability, time is out for politicians and just people in power, period, of stomping on the next person or the little person or the black person or the Latino person or the LGBTQ person. And excuse me if I'm forgetting anyone, but it's time out for them stepping on the next person that could very well and potentially bring some true, effective, and long-lasting change because it doesn't fit into your given agenda. The time has come that we have to operate in true transparency and in sincere truth when it comes to our politics. If this system that is our system, our lovely U.S. government and our lovely infrastructure, yes, that was underlying sarcasm, if you didn't know. But those things, if you're wanting to change that particular system, those things have to happen. We must operate in transparency. There are no more secrets. There are no more scandals coming back to bite you in the butt. Like, that has to stop. And honestly, we have to be rid of lies. We have to be rid of smoke screens and all of that if you ever want the general public to truly trust you. But maybe that's not the goal. What I do want to say and encourage is those two young black people who are running for office, Mr. Darris Ross and Miss Belinda Drake, good luck to you. May you forge on, as independents instead of your particular party. And may you truly and sincerely reach the people, and that the people elect you, and that you do what you say you are going to do, and that you truly bring change and peace to the community. That is all I have for y'all today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Transparently Tasha. Check out my next episode Friday, February 15th at noon. Y'all have a great week.